South has been invaded by a trashy-looking crew. They'll change our ways and take our schools away from me and you. It's time for us to make a stand to keep our Southern ways. We've got to give a helping hand, it's unity that pays. Move them niggas north, move them niggas north. If they don't like our Southern ways, move them niggas north. By mixing up the races, they'd be a whole lot better off staying in their places. I like our Southland like it is, I'm sure that you do too. Old Martin Luther thinks it's his, I know he's wrong, don't you? Move them niggas north, move them niggas north. If they don't like our Southern way, move them niggas north. It's time for us to make a stand to keep our Southern way. We've got to give a helping hand, it's unity that pays. Move them niggas north, move them niggas north. If they don't like our Southern way, move them niggas north. Yeah, man, move them niggas north, move them niggas north. If they don't like our Southern way, move them niggas north.
Other day, two strange-looking men knocked on my door and called me friend. They dressed kind of funny, and they wore long hair, and they wanted me for to go marching somewhere. They said something about the courthouse door, and us gonna lay around on the courthouse floor. They gonna change the ways of this old Southland, and they needed me for to give them a helping hand. They chastised our local government and everything, and was praising and bragging about some kind of king. Our police and sheriff always treats me fair, and they sure don't need no king round there. I've been round here all my days, and I'm too old now for to change my ways. This place I live on belongs to me. Oh, Mr. Charlie, give it to me free. They said, don't say mister to them rednecks, but my old mammy raised me for to act with respect. Besides, when my boy got drunk and was put in jail, it was my friend Mr. Charlie who paid his bail. I told them men they'd be a lot better off to get theyself a job and improve things up north. They's cutting and killing folks every day, just riding around on that old subway. Well, they finally left talking kind of weird, especially the one that was wearing that beard. But praise the Lord, I was gonna stay right here where I belong, 'cause whatever them folks is trying to stir up must be all wrong.
Niggers in our schools, we're not for integration. Keep those niggers in their place, we'll have a better nation.
Our South Bend got along just fine till those integrators came down here stirring up a mess with outside agitators. They'll march, sit in, and demonstrate to try to take our schools. They want to change our Southern ways with a brand new set of rules.
No, we don't want niggers in our schools, we're not for integration. Keep those niggers in their place, we'll have a better nation.
We must prove to Martin Luther we stand for what is right. No court of left-wing liberals can ever make him white. Form a solid line of white men, conservatives will be. They'll never, ever overcome, our schools will still be free.
No, we don't want niggers in our schools, we're not for integration. Keep those niggers in their place, we'll have a better nation.
Martin Luther, we stand for what is right. No court of left-wing liberals can ever make him white. Form a solid line of white men, conservatives will be. They'll never, ever overcome, our schools will still be free.
No, we don't want niggers in our schools, we're not for integration. Keep those niggers in their place, we'll have a better nation.
Take you to a typical southern town where a motley-looking crew of crackpots, beatniks, do-gooders, and broken-down entertainers have assembled to go on a march. And now we'll try to get a word from the commanding general of the occupation troops. General, sir, why are you here?
Hi. We're here to protect those sweet, darling marchers from the mean old citizens of this state.
We thought at first you were on your way to Cuba or Vietnam.
Heavens, don't say that. You frighten me.
But, General, you are a brave man. You have a chest full of ribbons. Aren't they for battle?
Yes, sweetie. They're for the Battle of Little Rock, Ole Miss, Birmingham, Montgomery, Selma, those darlings, Macomb, and Bogalusa. And the Papa Bird has promised me the Order of the Purple Integrator, if I'm good. Heavens, I gotta run now. I think Marty wants me. We shall...
I see a big limousine pulling up. It must be someone big. Are you connected with the march, sir?
Why, sure is, General. Why, sure is.
What is your connection?
I is the field agitator for Loco.
Loco, that's a new one. What do those initials stand for?
Well, General, they stands for lots of communists on hand.
Oh, yeah, we heard some of you would be here. Where do you get that big car?
Well, I got that big car from Uncle Big Bird. He wants to help us overcome, but we is only going to march when they have the TV cameras out.
Yeah, don't I know you from somewhere?
Well, I is the famous king who was the pilot of that ill-fated flight 105.
Now, I remember, have you been back to Jackson lately?
Never again, Johnny Reb. I is still picking the pine needles, the barbed wire, and the bird shot out of my seat.
Yeah. Well, let's move our mic over this way and attempt to get an interview where what looks to be a bunch of beatniks having a beer party. Oh, excuse me, Reverend, could we interview you? You are a minister, aren't you? I mean, your clothes...
Say, hey, baby, I've heard that. They tell me that's what I am, a minister. That's what I am.
Well, what is the name of your church?
The liberal thinking, wine drinking, poetry reading, double clutching, folk singing, marijuana smoking, hip church of Chicago.
Where in Chicago is your church located?
At my pad, Daddy. Where else? See those cats over there with the beards? I mean beards. They is all my deacons.
Reverend, how long have you been ordained?
Man, like about 3 days. And call me doctor. Marty said all us cats could be doctors.
Yeah, well, thank you very much there, man. I mean doctor. And good marching.
Before we conclude, let's try to get a word from a lifelong citizen of this community. Mr. Ed, I've seen you around here quite a bit. What do you think about all this?
I think it's the best thing that's happened to the South. And boy, it's been real good for my business.
What is your business?
Well, son, you see, son, I'm in the manufacturing business, boy. Cotton and steel.
And what do you manufacture?
Well, boy, you see, I make Confederate flags and white sheets in my cotton mill and Confederate license tags and never pins and switchblade knives in my steel mill. And business has been mighty good for my brother-in-law, old Big Red, too.
What does Big Red do?
Well, now, son, boy, you know what Big Red does, son. He sells bootlegs to all them integrators, and, boy, it's the greatest thing that's ever happened.
We shall own.
From the Southland where the cotton grows so tall. And at the age of 17 he heard his country's call. He kissed his poor old mother, he told his dad goodbye. He checked his trusty rifle and he kept his powder dry. Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb, why did you have to go? Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb, how we miss you so. They sent him off to Georgia to join the boys in gray. He fought his only battle on a cold and rainy day. He cocked his gun and wet his sights and then he looked around. And every Yank that showed himself, he quickly brought him down. Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb, why did you have to go? Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb, how we miss you so. The fighting stopped, they found him, he was barely alive. But the Union troops that he brought down, they counted 45. They found him lying in a ditch when he breathed his last goodbye. Fight hard for our old Southland boys and keep our flag on high. Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb, why did you have to go? Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb, how we miss you so. Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb, why did you have to go? Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb, how we miss you. Why did you have to go?
Well, Sheriff, here Earth is at the courthouse on the first day with you as us new sheriff.
Yeah, Dad Deputy, here us is. And you know, it's still hard for me to believe that I is the new high sheriff of this here county.
Well, I wasn't worried, because I heard a bunch of white gentlemen down at the cattle auction saying, don't worry about that nigger King running for sheriff. We'll get him.
Well, that might not be exactly what they had in mind, Dad Deputy.
Say, look here, Sheriff. Just exactly how did you get elected to be us sheriff?
Well, Deputy, it's like this, you see. While them lazy white folks was out riding around in the big cars and studying about where they could maybe register to win a colored television set or something like that, we was riding around in them big cars with them federal vote registrars, studying about where we could register up enough votes to win us a colored sheriff. Well, the net result being that I has the distinguished honor of being the first nigger sheriff in the South.
Sheriff, now that you is the sheriff, what is the first thing you plans to do?
Well, the first thing that I plans to do is to clean up this here county.
Where you gonna start there, Sheriff?
Well, I plans to clean up on the bootleggers and the gamblers first. You see, I is gonna get $2 a gallon on moonshine, and 75% of every traveling dice game and one-armed bandit in this here county. Man, is I gonna clean up.
Yeah, I'll see you here, Sheriff.
And I furthermore plans to make this here sheriff's office one that we is gonna be proud of. All my deputies will be FBI trained.
Say, look here, Sheriff. Ain't I supposed to be the chief deputy? You know I ain't got no FBI training.
Nigger, you know that you got FBI training. That stands for fighting, brawling, and integrating. And now you better check out your deputy's equipment, which is one Saturday Night Harrison pistol, one razor, one rabbit's foot, and one pint of sweet Lucy wine, and your certificate of proficiency from your only drive training at the Selma March and the Los Angeles Riots. Hello there. Yes, this is the courthouse. Yeah, this is the high sheriff speaking. Oh, hello there, Roosevelt. Say, dear. You sat down beside him in the cafe. Hit you with a what? Called you a black what? What hospital is you in? Okay there, Roosevelt. As my first official act, I will send my deputy and have him arrested for attempting to deprive you of your civil rights. Okay there, Roosevelt. Goodbye. Say, deputy now.
Yes, sir, Sheriff.
I want you to go out to the end of the Simmon Creek Road and arrest that big white man that we used to call Mr. Charlie. Only you don't got to call him Mr. anymore. And arrest him and bring him to jail for attempting to deprive Roosevelt of his civil rights.
Sheriff.
Yeah, what you want?
That Mr. Charlie you talking about, ain't he that big, long, tall, white fella that wears that cowboy hat and them boots?
That's him, exactly.
Don't he drive that pickup truck with them three guns in the back window and that rebel tag on the front bumper?
That's him, boy.
And, ain't he got one of them citizenship radios in his truck?
That's him to a T.
And, Sheriff, ain't that the same Mr. Charlie that what was leading the Ku Klux Parade all dressed up in that white sheet?
That's the same him.
Sheriff, I herewith resigns my official deputyship.
Well, look here, nigger. What kind of deputy does you want to be?
Well, Sheriff, I don't know too much about that, but I knows what kind I don't want to be.
What kind is that?
I don't want to be no dead deputy.
A nigger ain't nothing but a nigger.
Come on, you son of freedom, and join our southern band. We'll find those carpetbaggers and drive them from our land. Now justice is our motto and providence our guide. So jump into the wagon and we'll all take a ride. So wait for the wagon, the segregation wagon. States' rights is the wagon, so let's all take a ride. Segregation is our watchword, states' rights we demand. To defend our southern way of life, we pledge our hearts and hands. Step out and be counted, then fall in side by side. Conservatives throughout the land will join us on the ride. So wait for the wagon, the segregation wagon. States' rights is the wagon, so let's all take a ride. A sorry-looking bunch of trash came marching to the south. The only thing they'll understand is when we drive them out. Our way of life we must protect, it's up to me and you. So rally round the stars and bars, we'll see this battle through. So wait for the wagon, the segregation wagon. States' rights is the wagon, so let's all take a ride. We've always lived a quiet life and mind our business too. We'll permit no agitators to tell us what to do. Let's serve them notice here and now, we must be left alone. Let's pledge our lives and fortunes in protection of our homes. So wait for the wagon, the segregation wagon. States' rights is the wagon, so let's all take a ride. Here, wait for the wagon, the segregation wagon. States' rights is the wagon, so let's all take a ride. Get aboard and ride this wagon, that segregation wagon. We're proud of what we believe in. Oh, let's take that ride. Everybody get on this wagon and ride this great big wagon, this segregation wagon. Yes, we'll all take a ride.
agitator, here's done got us a brand new friend.
Yeah, brother integrator, this here boy, he got a job to do, and he gets his instructions from me and you.
That's right. Now, you tell him about it.
Okay, boy. Come over here and listen to me, boy. Listen to me now. Close, because I got something important to tell you. Now, shut your mouth and listen to me. Now, James here going to be marching south on 51.
Uh-huh.
From the bushes, you pokes the gun.
That's you, boy.
Crouch inside the road, you is the man.
That's you.
Soon going to earn yourself somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 grand.
That ain't chicken feed, ain't it? That's right. Now, you got to take your time, take perfect aim. We want you to do the job just like you was trained. Be sure to give the others time to run, and don't put nothing but birdshot in the gun.
Hallelujah. Yeah, that's right, boy. Now, you listen to the man. Now, listen, be sure that you get your picture made.
Amen.
'Cause us gonna get it spread all over the front page.
Chicago Defender.
Them papers sure gonna print a whole lot. I can see it now. James hurt real bad by just a few birdshot.
Hallelujah. We is gonna invade the South again. Call in all us beatnik friends. We pulls off this here deal and then sits back and watch the cash roll
Hallelujah,
in.
Hallelujah, brother. Hey, you say, you know, us gonna gather on the Capitol ground.
Yeah.
Marching trash from all around, filthy-looking people. We're going to shout for power, rave, and fuss. We don't want much. We just want everything for us.
Everything. That's right. We want it all.
We want everything for us.
You hear that, don't you, Uncle Big Bird?
Roll out the black carpet, because we're coming on to everything.
The ones who shout black power would bury you and me. Yeah, the ones who shout black power should let our country be. We've never had no trouble, everyone stayed in their place. Now the ones who shout black power try to overcome our race. We have a word called never, it's our answer to this threat. Shout it out defiantly, they haven't beat us yet. White men stand together and register to vote. Don't let them take away our land, we still got lots of hope. So wear your never buttons and wave your rebel flags. We're proud to be conservatives, we can't help it if we brag. Together and register to vote. Don't let them take away our land, we still got lots of hope. So wear your never buttons and wave your rebel flags. We're proud to be conservatives, we can't help it if we brag. So wear your never buttons and wave your rebel flags. We're proud to be conservatives, we can't help it if we brag. So wear your never buttons and wave your rebel flags. We're proud to be conservatives again.
nigger, tell them lies. Black face and bloodshot eyes, crooked toes and crooked nose. That's the way a nigger goes, that's how he goes. They're marching for equality, they'll never be as good as me. We won't let them integrate, we must always segregate. Keep them in their place. Oh, Martin Luther's got to go. That's one thing that we all know. We'll take him riding on a rail and lock him in the county jail.
Tar and feather him.
Nigger, nigger, tell them lies. Black face and bloodshot eyes, crooked toes and crooked nose. That's the way a nigger goes. Niggers want to change our ways, but taxes they don't ever pay. Monkey lips and kinky hair, living off that old welfare.
Got their hand out.
They might as well give up the fight. No federal judge can make them white. This job is up to you and me. Let's beat the NAACP.
Move them north.
Nigger, nigger, tell them lies. Black face and bloodshot eyes, crooked toes and crooked nose. That's the way a nigger goes.
Dear Mr. President Budge, this here is Rastus, one of your chosen people, writing to you. I've been hearing about everybody writing to us president with some kind of complaint. Some fella named Fats even got his letter on the record. Well, this letter ain't complaints. It's a hallelujah thank you letter. Amen. It sure is a sweet thank you letter. Cause us colored folks sure is proud of us Uncle Big Bird. That's right. That's what we calls you, Uncle Big Bird. The first thing I is so proud of is the welfare checks. My girlfriend Rachel gets the biggest welfare check in town, and it keeps getting bigger. Coast showed us her family. Laws and mercy, they sure do. But everything sure is going good for us. Us got all the post office jobs and most of the other federal jobs too. My friend Leroy got a good federal job with the Coast Guard up in Nebraska. That's right, he guards the coast of Nebraska. Do's a good job too, cause you ain't heard of nobody stealing the coast of Nebraska, have you? One of my cousins, Willie, got a good federal job up in Mississippi. All he has to do is chase all the Alaskan reindeers off the Hominy Ridge Road. But the Head Start program, that Head Start program is something else. Why, the other day, the mama bird herself came to inspect the Head Start camp. She sure did. She was going all around, patting all the little pickaninnies on the head and hugging them up and everything. And she asked my boy Booker T, that's his name, Booker T, what he gonna be when he grows up. Book looked her right in the eye and said, "Well, Miss President, if your husband still be in office, I'd just soon be a nigger." What I likes best about the great society you invented for us niggas is the recreation program. Us learn to play a new game for us pleasure and enjoyment. It's called Riot. That's right, Riot. It's a great game, and everybody that's a nigger wins, and all the white trash loses. We get to choose us prizes right out of the broken store window, and then we burns the store. Man, I can hardly wait till I gets me a white lady to come in and do the wash. Hallelujah. I do have one small problem, though. It happens when we goes marching. You see, Mr. President, we marches from Ebenezer down to Locust Grove every second Sunday. We have to pass on the Simmon Creek Road right past that big white man, Mr. Charlie's place. Now, where the problem comes in is when we hollers black power. That's a new slogan we hollers at, black power. Well, when we shouts black power, this here Mr. Charlie must think we is calling for black powder. Cause he lets go with both barrels on that old rabbit ear shotgun of his. Mm-hmm. But all in all, us colored folks is mighty proud of what all you is doing for your new chosen people. And if you wants to get in touch with me to answer this here letter, you can get my address from every one of your federal handout agencies, cause I get a check from them all. Signed, your equal but not separate friend, Rastus.
We don't want no niggers for our neighbors, cause we love the red, white, and blue. The thick lip boys will steal you right, and there isn't anything that they won't do. So let's send them back to Ethiopia, where they can march upon the street. They're contaminating all our city, and they want to set in the high sea. She was. There's no looting still in Ethiopia that's going to run this anywhere. So let's send them back to Ethiopia, where they can march upon the street. They're contaminating all our cities, and they want to set them high. Beneath his feet, but we'll ship him back to Ethiopia. Our red-blooded men will not retreat. So let's send them back to Ethiopia, where they can march upon the streets. They're contaminating all the city, and they want to set them high. When going to school, who wants a teacher that's only a fool? Who wants a nigger to show him the way when he's in the dark all night and all day? Keep your head niggers everywhere you go. All games, TV, pictures show. Who wants a nigger around every place? The fella's older and you are free. Always around where they don't belong. We'll load them on a boat and we'll send them home. Kinky head niggers everywhere you go. All games, TV, pictures show. Who wants a nigger around every place? The power of
Show. Go watch a nigger around there.